Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and it's time to talk turkey. Let's go in-depth with Marty Van Ness with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Well, Marty, you work for the Butterball Hotline.
I do. I've been at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line for 20 years. And actually, Bob, the talk line is 32 years old, and we've seen a lot of changes over all those years. Originally, it was just six home economists with a Rolodex answering some questions the week of Thanksgiving. And now we're open November 1st. This year we closed December 24th. And we have laptops with information on it that we can, you know, tell our callers. We also have embraced the digital era, and we have Facebook and Twitter. People can pin us online and also email us and do live chats at butterball.com.
Wow, that's amazing. You're just adopting. You've just changed right with the times, huh?
Right. Lots of ways to get great information.
And what kind of training did you have?
Well, before I joined the talk line, I worked in a test kitchen as a consultant, and I have a home ec degree from a local university. And all of us have been trained. There are over 50 food professionals in the room right now, and we are all turkey experts, and we go to Butterball U. The supervisors, I'm one of the supervisors, and the other three, the four of us, teach Butterball University. We have a basic freshman class for anybody new or those who want a refresher course. And then we have advanced training where we talk more about different aspects of the Butterball brand and different products that we make. But our freshman class concentrates on cooking turkey in about six or eight different methods. You know, there's the covered pan, there's the open pan, there's the oven roasting bag, there's a deep fried turkey, there's grilling, either charcoal or gas grill, there's deep frying. So we cover a lot of different methods, and that's all to help us help the people who have their favorite method. We want to make sure it's just done the best possibly way.
Well, and what a great name, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. I don't know if my audience can hear this, but I sure hear a lot of talking turkey in the background behind you.
Oh, yes, and I have to press my headset to my ears. And so at the end of the day, my ears are a little sore just from, you know, being able to hear a caller or do a nice interview like this. So it's a busy room, and it's going to get busier as we you know, get closer to that Thanksgiving hour, the dinner hour tomorrow.
Well, we can't do Thanksgiving without turkey, can we?
No, not easily. And people are calling us even today how to thaw the turkey. And the quick method, if you're still trying to thaw your turkey today, is 30 minutes per pound. Leave the wrapper on the turkey. Submerge the turkey in a large tub or sink of cold water. So a 20-pound turkey will take about 10 hours. But even if you haven't completely thawed it, if you need to get it cooking, you can start it, but you need to have a meat thermometer to know when it's done.
Okay, and so this will air Wednesday, and those instructions work for Wednesday, right?
Or Thursday.
Or Thursday, okay.
Well, if you want to thaw the turkey on Wednesday, that would work. Then cooking it the next day, if it's still slightly icy, but you need to get it in, you can cook it, but it's going to take a little bit longer, and that's why you absolutely need a meat thermometer to know when it's done.
So when should we ideally be thawing it?
Well, you can thaw a turkey several, like a week before Thanksgiving. Say a 20-pound turkey, you can start thawing 1 week before. It'll take about 4 to 5 days to thaw, and then you have up to 4 days to cook a turkey once it's thawed and it's in the refrigerator.
All right, so people can, this being Wednesday, they can start thawing it now.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's probably better to thaw it now than wait till Thursday morning, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually almost too late to start thawing a large turkey on Wednesday. But it can be done. If it isn't totally thawed and you want to get to bed, you could open it up and try to take out the neck and the giblets, and then run some water through the turkey to finish it thawing, and then refrigerate it overnight. When it's not being defrosted, like in the cold water or having water run through it, then you want to have it cold in the refrigerator. I put mine in the roasting pan so that it, you know, doesn't drip any juices on the other food in the refrigerator.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marty Van Ness with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
So you oven roast your turkey then?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm. Open pan. I like the open pan method. It gets a nice brown color. The flavor of the meat has more of a roasted flavor. When you cover a turkey, like in a roasting bag or covered pan or one of those electric cooktop roasters that are very popular, it's a moist heat method, and it has a little more of a steamed flavor, but it's whatever people like and what their tradition is in their family. A lot of people call us, and they love the oven cooking bags, and they're a great product. It saves time. It saves, you know, cleaning up a pan, and it cooks faster, and it gives you a lot of drippings. But I kind of like that roasted flavor, but there's something, we have something for everybody. Whatever your favorite method is, we'll tell you the best way to cook it.
How many turkeys do you think you've cooked over your life?
Well, somebody asked me that, and I was thinking, well, I cook separately at my home probably for a year. And then when we're cooking, teaching the classes at Butterball University, we're cooking, you know, about 10 turkeys in one class and probably 4 at the other class. So multiply that times, well, I haven't always been a supervisor, but over 20 years at Butterball, I don't know, a couple hundred?
Yeah.
I'm real comfortable with it, and I know how to pop the joint at the, you know, where the thigh meets the body. You need to pop that joint so you can remove the thigh. I do the carving, and carving is a neat thing, Bob, because you can do the traditional carve of the breast where you make the horizontal cut and then you slice the slices off the breast, or you can do the buffet cut where you remove the entire breast whole from the turkey. And then you place that whole breast on the carving board and you make cross cuts. And that is really nice because you can get the breast off, let it sit there, kind of keep it warm, and then right before you're going to serve it, cut it, and it stays hotter longer. And it's easier for people to get, you know, seconds because you've done all the carving up front.
Having to cook the turkey or getting to cook the turkey, however you want to put that, that's a lot of pressure on a person, isn't it?
It is. We have a lot of people calling us on Thanksgiving morning and afternoon with a little bit of turkey trauma setting in, and we try to alleviate that. If they have a question about how do I, for instance, carve the turkey, we suggest they go online to butterball.com and they can see a carving video. We also have a cookbook app that has videos, and people can download this app to their iPad, iPhone, or the internet, their computer, and see these videos online. So it, and also the app has a lot of recipes. It's a Cookbook Plus app created by Butterball this year. It's something brand new. It's really exciting. And so we walk through a lot of the steps of, you know, making gravy with them. For first-time cooks, I always tell them keep it very simple. Hopefully they've got everything planned ahead of time. It's not really a dinner you can just throw together on the spur of the moment. You need a little bit of planning. So I always tell them, if you are hosting, you do the turkey, have everybody else bring a side dish. And the turkey's really the easiest to do.
Now, do you talk mainly to women or to guys too, even balance, or mostly women?
You know, about 25% of our calls are from men. They are, you know, guys are getting more involved with cooking every year. I remember my first husband didn't do much cooking, but the second one, I can't get him out of the kitchen. I just have to clean up when he's done, but he does it. I don't mind because he does the cooking. And it's, you know, although he's getting very good at turkeys. Ever since I've been working Thanksgiving Day, he's been kind of taking care of the turkey, and it works out just fine. Or we get an invitation. The guys also like to grill, and they like to deep fry. And a lot of families want a second turkey because they just need more meat. Maybe they're having a very big group over. So they'll cook a second turkey either on the grill or in a deep fryer. And Butterball has come out with our own deep fryer. It's the Butterball Indoor Electric Countertop Deep Fryer. It holds up to about a 14-pound turkey. There is the extra large size that's been built, and that holds up to about an 18 to 20-pound turkey. And that turkey cooks at about 3 to 4 minutes per pound. So a 10-pound turkey can be done in like 35 minutes, which is really a lot of fun. And the flavor is very unique. When I first tasted deep-fried turkey many years ago, I thought, it's different. You can tell it's turkey, but it's different. And it's that deep frying that gives it that kind of interesting flavor. You don't get the gravy, but if you do one in the oven, then you'll have gravy from that one that you can put on the deep fry if you want.
Well, you got to have the gravy.
I know.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marty Van Ness with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
What's one of the most interesting calls you've ever had to deal with?
Well, you know, when you mentioned gravy, I happen to think of a guy I talked to a couple of years ago, and he loved gravy. He said, I think gravy is one of the major food groups. And I thought, well, maybe so. But we have some great callers, and they all have great questions. And our most popular question is, how do I thaw my turkey? And we get that question starting about a week before Thanksgiving. And I had one gentleman call, and he had a turkey thawing, and he wondered how long it would take and where he should set the dial. And I said, the dial on what? And I thought, does he have it in the oven? And he said, no, I have it wrapped in an electric blanket, and I don't know if I should set it on low, medium, or high. And I said, oh, well, please take it out of the electric blanket. You don't want to thaw turkey in any space that's warm, like a blanket or a back bedroom or the trunk of your car. You want to keep it cold, either in the refrigerator or in a sink of cold water. So we saved the day, and he was able to thaw that turkey. It wasn't a big one, so he got it thawed in a few hours and then cooked it the next day.
Well, you might have saved his life, too. He could have been electrocuted.
Well, yes. I guess I hadn't thought of that.
Thawing a turkey in an electric blanket. Wow.
Yeah. Well, but it's creative, and people have these ideas, and they call us to run it by us to make sure that it's safe, and we catch them and save them at the last minute.
You ever have anybody freaking out or in tears?
Well, once in a great while we'll have a first-time cook, and usually somebody who wants to do a really nice presentation, and we have them on the other line of the phone, and we just kind of take them step by step very calmly and talk them off the edge and kind of work through, you know, what they can do if the turkey's done way ahead of time. People aren't coming till 4, and it's 2 o'clock, and the turkey was done a half hour ago. Well, we can save that turkey, and we can save the meal. We know that a turkey will stay hot, even if it's stuffed. It will stay hot up to 3 hours. It needs to be served within 3 hours out of the oven. And with wrapping that hot turkey in foil, placing it into a cooler, an empty cooler, no ice in it, maybe newspapers and some clean, older bath towels in the bottom. Put that hot turkey on top of that. Cover the turkey now with more newspapers and clean bath towels. Put the lid down, and this could be either a cooler or a large cardboard box. That will hold the heat within that turkey for up to 3 hours. And it has saved the day in our kitchen 1 year when the turkey was done an hour early and my guests were an hour late. So when you add that together, I needed 2 hours. So I had my husband bring the cooler up from the basement. I put the turkey in there, and it was stuffed. And 2 hours later, when I had the gravy made and all the side dishes were done and people were ready to eat, I pulled the turkey out. The stuffing was steaming hot. The turkey was very warm, and it carved beautifully. So you can work with, you know, the time change, you know, if you have a delay or something's, you know, causing a problem with time.
Well, I was at my wife's grandmother's 1 year, and the power went out.
Oh, my.
Right in the middle of cooking the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
so,
did you do?
Well, I went out and turned on the grill and put it on the grill.
Great.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out. And so,
that's wonderful.
Do you get to take a break right after Thanksgiving, or are you just talking turkey all the way through Christmas?
Well, Thanksgiving is the peak. Friday can be a little busy, too, because a lot of people who are working maybe at a radio station or a talk turkey talk line, might have their Thanksgiving the day after. So we get pretty busy on Friday, and people want leftover recipes too. And then things kind of settle down, and then we get busy again right before Christmas. And our last day is Christmas Eve. And during the month of December, we have people with leftover questions. Maybe they froze their turkey leftovers or froze the turkey carcass. Now they want to thaw the turkey out and make soup. So we help them with soup recipes. And, butterball.com will give you lots of recipes, too, but we can hold their hand through, you know, making turkey soup the very first time.
How does it feel to be such a major part of one of the major American holidays, right at the center of family life here?
You know, Bob, it's very interesting you asked that. I was just thinking about that yesterday and how some of the calls I have, a lot of them, of course, they want to know how many minutes per pound and what should the temperature of the oven be. But a lot of them are very memorable calls, and it's because it's wound around this tradition of Thanksgiving and the traditional things that people do every year at Thanksgiving time. For instance, we have a family that we heard of, they called in and they said that their tradition is to every year, well, they live in New York City, and every year they put their turkey in the oven right before they head off to go see the parade, and then they come back home and the apartment smells wonderful and all this fabulous roast turkey aroma, and then they have their Thanksgiving dinner. But that's their tradition. And also I talked to a gentleman who said he is a definite Thanksgiving purist, and he says, if I'm going to put this much effort into a meal, there will be no appetizers, because probably at the very first Thanksgiving in colonial days, they probably didn't have, you know, shrimp appetizers or something. And so no appetizers. And he said the dessert cannot have any chocolate. It must be something of a seasonal fruit. And he was intent on keeping the thanks and Thanksgiving and just remember the day for what it is. But a lot of people have these traditions, and it's just real interesting. And I was talking to one person who was calling to get some information on cooking time, and she said, I don't want a whole turkey. I want it to be like falling off the bone. I said, really? I mean, we would consider that overdone. Well, that was the tradition in their family. It wasn't done until it was totally falling off the bone, and I call that a self-carving turkey. it's their tradition. You know, they put it in a big covered roaster. The first turkey I ever cooked as a newlywed, my father and mother came up and to help, and I put it in my grandmother's big enamel metal roaster with that big lid on it. And I went to check on it, probably to baste it or something, which isn't really necessary, I've since learned. And I opened it up, and the thing looked like it was done like an hour ago. And I called my dad, and I said, Dad, this looks like it's done. And he said, it's going to be wonderful, Marty. Don't worry about it. And I learned what the well-done turkey looks like. But with my mother made great gravy, and I've kind of managed to approach, you know, her level of great gravy over the years. So, great gravy can make up for, a little imperfection in the turkey if we cook it too long.
Well, and if any of our listeners are in a bit of a jam as they listen to this about the turkey, they can always call 1-800-BUTTERBALL, right?
Yes. Call us at 1-800-BUTTERBALL or check us out online at butterball.com, and even try a live chat with one of our social media experts.
On Facebook?
Facebook. The live chats are also at butterball.com. You can click on that right there. And you can email us, too.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Bob. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Thanks to Marty Van Ness for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.